In the name of Jesus, amen. If New Year's is about making resolutions and thinking about the future, then Thanksgiving is about remembering the past. Just as turkey and stuffing and desserts get passed from person to person the whole way around the table on Thanksgiving Day, so too are the memories, the recollections of years gone by, remembering the past. Many of the stories are the same. Others are embellished a bit. Some are exaggerated. In some homes, the Thanksgiving family traditions and recipes are closely followed so that young and old remember who they are and where they have come from to maintain their family and cultural identity. If you have no memories, you neither know who you are nor where from where you have come. You don't know what to be thankful for or to whom to give thanks. In his book of Deuteronomy, Moses reminds the children of Israel who they are and from where they have come. This is all before they enter the promised land. Moses repeats the entire law and all the precepts of the covenant that he made with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai 40 years earlier. He reminds them also why it is that they've been circling and wandering Mount Sinai for the past 40 years. And in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses echoes the same words over and over. Things like remember the Lord, or remember and do not forget, or take care lest you forget. The Lord God called Moses to lead his children out of bondage in Egypt. And when Moses did, the people grumbled. They complained against the Lord. But God was faithful and provided. The people were faithless and disobedient. So God showed them grace. They showed him apathy and contempt. Finally, God made them pay the price of their disobedience and unbelief, lest they would forget who they were and from whom they had come. In our Old Testament text this evening, it sounds a little bit like a family gathering. Around the table, Moses telling the same old stories over and over again. But even today, the stories haven't changed. Moses' stories are your story. Moses says, remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you. Just like the Israelites, you and I grumble and complain against the Lord. Yet God is faithful. He's faithful. We, in turn, continue to be faithless and disobedient. But just as sure as God sent Israel a great prophet in Moses, he has sent you and me a greater prophet, Christ Jesus, his own son, to deliver you from your bondage by his death and his resurrection. Jesus bought you out of your slavery to sin. He has rescued you from death and the devil. And he drowned all your enemies in baptismal water, called you to be his people, his family, his own child. He has led you year after year through the wilderness of this life, a land in which you are a pilgrim and a stranger. Remember? Thanksgiving isn't just about simply remembering historical facts, especially not about remembering facts about pilgrims 400 years ago. When Moses says remember, he isn't reciting a set of rules and regulations for us to know. No, he's telling us that proper Thanksgiving involves the mind, the body, and the soul. Proper Thanksgiving involves the whole person. Thanksgiving is a natural expression in response to God-given blessings, protection, and love. It's not a tool to try to manipulate God, and your true thanksgiving cannot be coerced or fabricated in your own mind. It is a joyful response of faith and gratitude for the redemptive work of Christ Jesus on Calvary's cross. Through Moses, God is calling you to live your entire life in remembrance, remembering the Lord your God with all of your head, your heart, and your hands. In baptism, you were adopted into the Holy Family, and you now are a member of God's Holy Family. You are a member, you are living as his child. And to be a child means that you first receive everything that the parents have to give. You live in the parents' house, you eat their food, you eat at their table, you call them when you are in need and in trouble, and you enjoy all of their goods and their belongings. So also with children of our Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ. This place here we call the Father's house. Right up here is the altar, which we call the Father's table, which we call the altar. And we call him our Heavenly Father. His ears hear your cries for mercy. And this isn't just a one-time thing. This crying out to the Father in mercy is a lifetime event as a child of the Heavenly Father. You remember the Lord by receiving more from him, more forgiveness, more salvation. And it's all of his delight to give it all to you, to answer your prayers, hear your cries, take away your pains. And he does this not only in this place here, but also in your homes, also along the way. All that you have, all that you are, is a God-given gift. He has blessed you with these gifts, all the way from the turkey and the stuffing and everything else that goes with it. Everything comes from the Father's hands. Moses' words to the children of Israel are God's divinely inspired words for you. He says, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." Our Lord gives and gives and gives. You and I merely receive. Receive remembering who we are and from where we have come. You are God's blood-bought beloved child. Each of you individual members of the same holy body. And he has delivered you from the body of death, the bondage of sin, death, and the devil. And right now, you continue to be a pilgrim living in a temporary wilderness, which means along the way, there's probably going to be pains and trials. There's probably going to be sickness and hunger. Some tables may be a little more less full this year at Thanksgiving. Some belts might need to be pulled a little tighter. But this does not mean that the Lord has abandoned you or forsaken you. It is merely a test, discipline from the Father, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So when the times get tough, will you still live as God's own child? Will you still fear, love, and trust in him above all things, trusting in him as your good and gracious God? Even when you believe that you have little and your trials are so many that you can hardly carry them, every little gift you have is from God. Every breath, every act of forgiveness is from God. You do not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. So remember and give thanks. You and I, if we were honest with ourselves, we live in arguably the singular most blessed nation in modern history. We're not starving. We have a roof over our heads. We have clothes on our back. The Lord provides. Maybe not always at the level that we desire, but God is always faithful. The best remembrance that a child can give to his father is to imitate what the father does, to walk in his ways. Again, from our text, so you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. To be a child of the Heavenly Father means to imitate him, forgive as he forgives, to love others as he has loved you. And you demonstrate that you remember the Lord by loving and serving your neighbor. You also remember the Lord by receiving his gifts and offering your lives and your goods to others, those who are in need. And you imitate the Father's actions, and thereby you show the world that you are a child of God. We're always in danger of forgetting who we are and from where we have come. In spiritual matters, as in the rest of life, we either tend to be forgetful or to have selective memory. But thanksgiving makes us remember. Moses' words jogs our memory. He reminds us of who we are. We are the Lord's people, purchased and won by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we remember this by receiving his gifts. We make the sign of the cross. We listen to his preached word. We come to his table to eat of his body and drink of his blood. Remember who you are by living as one redeemed by Christ. Remember it with all your head, with all your heart, and with all your being, while confessing it with your mouth and serving others with your hands. Remember, tell your stories, and enjoy all that God has given you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen.